This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Latest on USDA office closures. Brazil gets bird flu. And Rollins unveiling small farmer plan. Big beautiful bill advances to the floor. House Republicans continue struggling to reach agreement on their sweeping budget bill, but the measure is at least out of committee and headed to the House floor. After a weekend of negotiations, the Budget Committee advanced the legislation at a rare Sunday night session when four hardline conservatives voted present rather than no. That allows One Big Beautiful Bill Act to move to the House floor while the GOP leadership tries to nail down the necessary votes. Frustrated Democrats demanded to know how the bill had been changed before the committee vote. Budget Chair Jody Arrington of Texas said it hadn't been modified as of Sunday night. For more on the bill and the rest of the D.C. agenda this week, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA office closures moving forward. Leases for some state offices housing USDA rural development functions being terminated. That's according to what a USDA official has told the resident commissioner for Puerto Rico. In a May 16 letter to Pablo Jose Hernandez Rivera, Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development Todd Lindsay said RD told the General Services Administration that 43 of 47 locations were mission critical. But USDA, quote, has not received a response to its request to keep these locations open. And local GSA representatives had indicated at least some of these closures are moving forward, Lindsay said. USDA will work with GSA to ensure any office that remains on the closure list meets all statutory requirements and proper notices provided in advance to Congress, Lindsay said. Former State Director for Wisconsin, Julie Lassa, says, quote, the Stevensport office rental contract is ending early for the Rural Development State Office. There is a sign in front of the building that says for sale or rent by the landlord, Missouri State Office, the same. Another source tells AgriPulse the Pennsylvania State Office in Harrisburg is being closed. USDA spokespeople who were asked last week about the closure said they could not comment on matters relating to litigation. Lindsay's letter includes a list of state offices that GSA targeted for closure and USDA's recommendations. Rollins in Nebraska today. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is in Nebraska today with Governor Jim Pillen and Representative Adrian Smith. The department news release says Rollins, quote, will roll out a policy plan to improve the viability and longevity of smaller scale family farms for generations to come. Rollins, the governor, and Smith, who chairs the trade subcommittee of the House Ways and Means Committee, will visit Holstone Farms hog processing facility in Fremont before going to Onatica Family Farm in Valparaiso. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Brazilian bird flu case could yield opportunities for U.S. poultry. Brazil has confirmed its first bird flu case, triggering import bans on Brazilian poultry products in China and the European Union, among others. The U.S. poultry sector could step in to fill supply gaps, industry says. Brazil is the world's largest poultry supplier, accounting for around 35% of global chicken meat trade. About 14% of its 2024 exports went to China. But with the Chinese market forced to pivot to alternate suppliers, U.S. exporters are eyeing potential opportunities. We feel for Brazil, Greg Tyler, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Council, told AgriPulse, but he added that he's hoping the U.S. could enjoy an export boost. China will definitely have to get other supplies, Tyler said. With the ongoing trade negotiations with the Chinese, we feel that this is a perfect time to get things back on track with China. But China still restricts imports from certain U.S. states that are bird flu free, despite agreeing to lift restrictions under the Phase 1 deal for states clear of the virus. U.S. industry welcomes more engagement on trade policy. And industry representatives welcoming new weekly briefings from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on the status of ongoing trade negotiations. Having this weekly opportunity to ask questions to USDA is a big change, an industry source told AgriPulse. Another industry representative said that the conversations with the administration cleared advisors are more frequent and more robust than they have been under President Joe Biden. The advisors were not privy to the exact details of the United Kingdom deal before it was public. Sources say the briefings focus on the bigger picture of trade talks rather than specific provisions. Multiple attendees are hoping the regular briefing schedule is the advent of a return to closer trade policy cooperation between the administration and industry. You can read more about the weekly meetings at AgriPulse.com. USDA ending 7 advisory committees. U.S. Department of Agriculture disbanding 7 advisory committees under an executive order by President Donald Trump to reduce the federal bureaucracy. According to a Federal Register notice, the committees include the Advisory Committee on Agriculture Statistics, the Advisory Committee on Universal Cotton Standards, the Fruit and Vegetable Industry Advisory Committee, and the National Advisory Committee on Meat and Poultry Inspection. Also being axed are the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods, the National Wildlife Services Advisory Committee, and the Northwest Forest Plan Area Advisory Committee. Termination of the committees came after the secretary determined they were no longer necessary, according to the notice. But terminations of 8 other advisory committees have been paused until further notice. CNH inks deal with Starlink to provide satellite connectivity to farmers. CNH Industrial has signed an agreement with Elon Musk Starlink to provide satellite connectivity to farmers. The company's brands include Case IH, New Holland, Steyr. Starlink's advanced satellite network offers reliable, low-latency internet, CNH said, pointing in particular to benefits for producers using precision application. Here's today's final word. Food is not a luxury. It's a fundamental to life. That Representative Marcy Kaptur, the Ohio Democrat, during a House Budget Committee debate on the budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.